I feel like she's winning.
So you had a boyfriend when you married to somebody else?
Yes.
This is Dr. Joy Brown. Join me weeknights at 10 and Saturday evening at 9. Here on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
On air, online, and on your smartphone. This is the timeless, only local news radio, 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
News, I'm Pam Coulter. Some lawmakers say the $35 million fine against General Motors was just a slap on the wrist, and their moves to make penalties for safety violations much, much bigger. CBS's Mark Albert with details.
Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts says the $35 million maximum penalty as it is now is simply a parking ticket. In fact, it's less than one day's revenue for General Motors. Instead, Senator Markey would like to see that raised. The Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, is asking Congress, in fact, to raise it nearly tenfold, from $35 million now to $300 million.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal would like to completely get rid of the caps on fines. And there's plenty of anger in Congress over allegations of inadequate treatment of deaths at some VA hospitals. The top-ranking health official at the VA has been forced out. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough.
You know, you heard what Secretary Shinseki said, which is that he's mad as hell. And the president is madder than hell. And I've got the scars to prove it, given the briefings that I've given the president.
McDonough was interviewed for tomorrow's Face the Nation. Nigeria's president says the militant Islamist group Boko Haram is acting as an al-Qaeda operation. Through an interpreter, French President François Hollande agreed with that assessment.
The message that we want to send is that we know the threat. We know it's serious and that it's dangerous, not just for the region and for Africa, but also for Europe.
The two leaders and others met in Paris to discuss the group's kidnapping of nearly 300 Nigerian schoolgirls. Sky News correspondent Alex Crawford.
The summit is all about trying to get the neighboring countries to also help, but according to the Nigerian authorities, they have sent up two divisions that's between 10 to 15,000 soldiers to the area, and we didn't see much evidence of that at all.
Celebrating in New Delhi. The country's newly elected Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, got a hero's welcome in the Indian capital. Reporter Joe Danielwitz is there.
People are expecting that Modi will bring jobs, that he will cut through the red tape, that he will get the economy moving again. That was his campaign promise and his whole appeal to a lot of people.
Marriage equality marking its 10th anniversary in Massachusetts. Margaret Drury was the clerk that performed the first state-sanctioned same-sex marriage in Cambridge.
It was a beautiful, sunny day. Mass equality served wedding cake in the vestibule of City Hall. There were flowers everywhere.
Gay marriage is now legal in 17 states and D.C. A collection of baseball art by famed sports artist Leroy Neiman has been auctioned off in New York for nearly $500,000. A ball featuring artwork of Marilyn Monroe and signed by her husband Joe DiMaggio went for more than $95,000. This is CBS News. And now WPCF News.
The Red Cross is helping families displaced by an apartment fire that happened Friday afternoon in Durham. The fire burned through the roof of 6 to 8 apartments on the 1700 block of East Cornwallis Road. It's been a busy week for the Red Cross, and it's taking a toll on the agency's resources. With flames and plumes of smoke rose from the Spring Ridge apartments amid the calamity, the Red Cross responded. Friday's fire comes less than 24 hours after a small tornado touched down in southwest Durham. Well, more people are in the job market in North Carolina, and more are finding work as the state's unemployment rate dropped slightly last month. The State Commerce Department reported Friday that North Carolina's unemployment rate was 6.2% in April, a tenth of a percentage point down from the revised 6.3% rate in March. The WPTF asked you whether forecast a high 73 and sunny, the low 51. I'm Gail Hurd in the WPTF News Center on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No. Excuse me,
are you a doctor?
No, but...
Yes,
sir, could
what
I?
What do you do, Steve?
Well, I'm a plumber.
I'm streamlined, plumbing and electric!
Wait a minute, did you say Streamline Plumbing and Electric?
Yes, I did.
Call Bob and get more? The plumber that puts customer satisfaction first?
Yeah.
The plumber that quotes me a price before he starts the job?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Steve. Come on in.
If you're looking for fast, dependable service at a guaranteed price, call Bob Sweet with Streamline Plumbing and Electric. The Smile Team will check out the problem and tell you what it's going to cost before starting the job.
So, Mr. Finster, what do you do for a living?
Well, it's not Streamline Plumbing and Electric. I sit on the Supreme Court, Steve.
Oh, I thought you were wearing a bathrobe.
Oh, I am.
You be the judge. Call Streamline Plumbing and Electric at 855-306-HERO. Online at smileteamnow.com.
The 14th Annual North Carolina Wine Festival.